Hello everybody, it's Sam from Financial Samurai, and today we're going to talk about why winter is the absolute best time to buy a house, and therefore the worst time to list a house. So I've been checking out open houses every single weekend for the past 16 years. It's basically an addictive hobby of mine. The idea is to blend exercise with remodeling ideas and property knowledge into a 1 to 2 hour window. So if I can't find a house I want to buy, or if I don't have any remodeling ideas, then at the very least, you know, I burn like 500 calories, right? Why not? I usually visit 3 or 4 houses in a 2 mile radius or something like that. So without a doubt, winter is the absolute best time to house hunt. The simple reason is that anybody listing in November, December, January, and I would say February as well, is probably desperate. I mean, during the winter, the weather is at its worst. Many people are away during the holidays, right? Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's. And most people don't move until the summer due to school. And then people also tend to front load their spending. That's why the government wants to tax you every single paycheck, because if they let you wait to pay at the end of the year, they know most of y'all won't pay. So they're smart that way. And anybody who can't wait until spring must be having some financial issues, right? Not all, but I think many people realize that spring is better weather, the demand is way greater than the percentage increase in supply. So if you plan to sell your house, don't list during the winter, because you'll have bargain hunters like me trying to terrify you into selling at way below market price. If you pay attention to the listings during the winter, just pull up your favorite Zillow, Redfin, whatever, you will notice the most amount of price reductions this season. It is absolutely certain. People are reducing prices because initially the property was overpriced, and therefore it's probably been sitting on the market for at least 30 to 35, 45 days without an offer and asking. So that's when desperation sets in. So pricing your property is super important. Better to price a little bit too low than a little bit too high, because based on some analysis that this real estate group did, the bottom line is you're going to get about 11% less than the original price you asked for, and it's going to sit on the market for weeks longer, and that's going to stress you out. It's much more emotional and worrisome to sell a house than to buy a house. If you don't, you know, have the winning bid, you just kind of sulk a little bit, and then you just walk away and try to find some other house, right? But if you're listing a house and, you know, you're in contract, and, you know, the buyer is making your life difficult because they've got a, you know, inspection, they've got loan contingencies, they changed their mind, whatever it is, so many things can go wrong. So many things fall through from the buyer's side. And if it does, what happens is that people say, oh, what is wrong with this property? There must be something wrong. Does it have shoddy construction? Is the seller trying to game the buyers? Whatever it is, once the deal is broken, hawks start circling and trying to figure out what's up with this dead carcass here. And besides all those reasons why I think winter is the best time to house hunt, I recently came across a house that kind of blew me away a little bit. Because the winter is the best time to see whether the house you want to buy can hold up to the harshest elements. We're talking rain, sleet, snow, wind. You know, in San Francisco, it doesn't get below 40 degrees, really. But we get plenty and plenty of rain. And water, I would say, is right up there with fire in terms of damaging your property. Maybe it's worse because water is constant, right? And then any kind of leak will bleed through the drywall, the wood, the appliances, and you don't really know where the leaks are. So I went to this house, which I thought was really interesting. I think it was basically asking $1.5 million 3 months ago, and they dropped it to $1.4 million. And I was like, oh, okay. And it's got ocean views, it's got 3 bedrooms, 3 baths, and it's remodeled. So when I got there, I was like, wow, this place is kind of a dump, in the sense that the remodel was really cheap. It was rainy and foggy, and I didn't really like it too much. It was just drizzling then. So I decided to check it out again. But the day that I checked it out was the day it was raining heavily. And so when I got there, in the garage, it's a 2-story house, so in the garage, there was massive, massive leak coming from the vent, from the heater. And I was just like, whoa, that's crazy. And so if I saw this house when it was listed 3 months ago, I would probably have been like, hey, this is a pretty good buy. I mean, maybe not great, but pretty good. But now that I'm able to see it during the rainy season, I can now say, hey, you already reduced it by $100,000. It's since reducing about $100,000, that was like 40 days ago, and you still have no offers. This is opportunity, right? And this is why real estate is so interesting, because if you are willing to hustle and talk to people and go out in the middle of the winter to house hunt, you might be able to get an edge. But in the stock market, there's really not too much of an information edge you can get. This is kind of the reason why I like real estate better, at least when I was younger. So, you know, the bottom line is winter is amazing, because property is generally going to appreciate up and to the right with inflation. But you really want to minimize your level of headaches with property. I mean, this is one of the reasons why I sold my rental house this summer, is because it had a leak during the last winter storm, and it had bad tenants, and it just couldn't deal with it anymore. So for all of you guys who just insist on buying a house at the top of the market, I'm not saying we're going to go roll over next year. I'm just saying we are at the top of the market for now. Please look during November, December, January, and February. This is a great time. There are so many reductions. It's like, you know, kid in the candy store right now. All right, everybody. Talk to you later, and let me know if you've bought a house in the middle of winter.